Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, Kristen, you know, it's unfortunate. As much as I like you, you like to cherry pick. So, you know, when we came in, it was eggflation, eggflation, eggflation. You know, egg prices are down. Gasoline prices are down. Overall, the inflation since President Trump has come in, has come down. We inherited this terrible affordability crisis from the Biden administration. The first thing we had to do was get it under control. And this month's inflation number was actually below the consensus number. If we look at core inflation, it was 0.2%, which was the lowest it's been in a long time. Rents are coming down. So, you know, Kristen, you don't get to cherry pick. Inflation is a composite number, and I am confident that in the coming months, inflation is going to come down.
Kristen Welker, this face that she makes when he goes, "You don't need to cherry pick." It's pretty funny. That's with NBC News. What do you think about Scott Bessent?
I like him better than Kristen Welker.
It's really the only standard to measure things by.
He is a calming influence on the market. It's one of the reasons that they put him out there so much, because he is pretty steady, and he is a good messenger for Trump. I think that he both shapes President Trump's economic policy and responds to it, because he is more of a traditional economist, and he's kind of catching up to the way Trump is using tariffs and all these things. And out there, well,
it's his plan. I mean,
Trump pushed tariffs.
Bessent is there because of tariffs.
Yes, but that's not something that Bessent in the past had been a huge advocate for.
Are you certain about that?
Oh yeah, yeah. He was not a huge tariff. Not he wasn't anti-tariff. He just. That wasn't really part of his economic vernacular up until Trump. And then he realized, oh, this can work. And now he's out there advocating for it.
I'm pretty sure he was brought into this administration because he was in lockstep with Lutnick and Trump on tariffs.
Yes, because he saw the way that he used them in the first term. I'm just saying it wasn't something that in his history he had been a huge advocate for.
Well, that's neither here nor there. I think that Scott Bessent is a really interesting character, because I feel like every conversation he's involved in, he's just like, I'm so much smarter than you. But he doesn't really say it out loud, but you can just tell he knows that what he's talking about, like he knows it top to bottom, left to right, forward, backwards. He is aware of what he is doing, and he knows, he can see in his mind the long game on what they're doing with our economy. And you do have measurable success. I mean, it was really super annoying to see right after President Trump. It was like maybe the same day. I don't remember how quick it was with the inauguration, when all of a sudden egg prices were of a concern. And, you know, President Trump was asked about it. He's like, I don't know. I just got here. Why didn't you ask the last guy why eggs cost so gosh darn much? But the things that they didn't ask Biden about, quick to put on President Trump's ledger as far as being responsible for the unaffordability of things. We weren't talking about unaffordability of things when Joe Biden was president. We were essentially told this is the cost of doing business when you want to prioritize the things that the Biden administration wants to prioritize, mostly green energy. And now President Trump has worked very hard to undo a lot of that, to invest in American energy, to invest in American oil, to push in a way that prioritizes America first. And now we're paying, you know, we've had people commenting about cheap gas. What was 229 was the cheapest we saw off of
I-70? 229 off
I-70. 229 off of I-70 is a little vague. 70 spans the country.
Yeah. So tell us where off of I-70.
Is it even in Missouri? Be real. Tell us.
It's not in Illinois.
I want a direction to a pinpoint on a map that I can go to.
Me too.
How far will you drive out of your way to get cheaper gas?
Not far, because the cost savings.
See, you're becoming frugal and not cheap. This is a good step in that
direction. Thank you very much. Although I hope that I would have always done it that way. But part of it is I really like buying gas in Missouri, though, because I feel like I'm beating Illinois. Because Illinois is so stupid, and they raise taxes on gas every year. It's just automatic now that I just don't want to give my money to Illinois. And it's so much cheaper over here.
I went from 2019, J.B. Pritzker became president in 2019. They doubled the gas tax in the state of Illinois right away. They doubled it. And then in Illinois, along with doubling the gas tax, they passed, included in there, a perpetual, never-ending, unceasing one penny increase on that gas tax every single year. And I went from the moment that went into effect, which would have been maybe July of 2019, maybe, all the way through COVID before I came back here, I only bought gas in Missouri. Now I buy gas in Illinois a little bit more frequently than I used to. I've been driving a lot more with kids are now older, so we're going all over the place. But B, it's frustrating to me, but I just feel safer in my suburban Illinois gas stations. And that, you know, okay, yes, I understand you guys are like, gas in St. Charles is $2.50. Well, I'm not going to St. Charles. I come across the river and I'm downtown St. Louis, and I'll get gas at the gas station that's right off of the Stan Musial Bridge on Tucker. And I fill up there quite regularly, and I've never had anything there specifically that was threatening to me, but my head's on a swivel 100% of the time. I put the pump in my car, I get in my car, I lock the car. And you know, okay, it's 3:15 on a weekday afternoon. I was carjacked downtown St. Louis, just north of Soulard, by the Taco Bell that's right near that last on ramp to Illinois. I was carjacked there, and it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon in the middle of April after a day Cardinals game got let out in broad daylight. Like, zero craps given about the circumstances there for those people. So I don't really want to deal with that again. But I wish that St. Louis would get its act together from a safety and security standpoint, because now is the opportunity to grow. Like, there's investment that can be made. I know people want to, I know there are different investments that are being made, or have been made over the course of time in North City. But that gas station that was put in there, which is a nice gas station, honestly. I mean, it's a nice setup. It's just the proximity to it is, it's in between downtown St. Louis and the tent city that they have out there.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that one.
And I noticed coming into St. Louis today off the Stan Musial Bridge, the tent city that they have set up there, it's right before you get to the first stoplight when you're getting on the exit ramp or leaving the exit ramp. They have billboard vinyl that's been taken down, draped over the tents to keep them dry.
Wow.
And I just thought, you know, what is the solution to this? Because I'm sensitive to the idea of like, oh, get rid of that. It hurts my eyes. Like, I don't want to have to see that when I come downtown. I have so much. Like, I think every time I drive back there or drive past that, which is multiple times a day on a weekday, I think about going in there and I would like to talk to those people. I would like to learn about those people. I would like to learn how they got there. But that wouldn't be safe for me. That wouldn't be a safe environment for me to go into. But why are these people there? There's this YouTube channel, and it's on Facebook. I usually watch the videos on Facebook more often. It's called Soft White Underbelly. And it's a guy who used to be a photographer for like all of the very top magazines, fashion, blah, blah, blah. And now I've talked about this before, but he does videos, profiles on people. A lot of them come off of Skid Row in Southern California. And these people are content in their life of drug use. The context that somebody like me or somebody like you lives in, you know, the struggles that you face, the economic woes, you know, groceries costing so much, you got to fix your car, that costs so much, like everything costs so much. You figure out how to make it work and you go home and you sleep in a comfortable bed under a dry roof and you still lay in bed and sometimes think about money and dollars and how everything's going to work. These people have maybe the same level of trepidation about their economic situation, but their roof is a tent, or maybe like downtown St. Louis, a vinyl that's not being used on a billboard anymore. And their worry is about how they're going to afford their next hit. And they don't, a lot of them in these interviews and these profiles, they don't really have this, like, I want to get out of this system. I want to get over this. It's just like, where am I going to get my next fix?
Yeah, that's it.
And I watch these and my heart breaks for them. But at the same time, it's like, how does somebody like me or how does somebody like you go fix these people if they don't want to be fixed? I don't know.
I
don't know what the solution is, because I'm not 100% sure I know what problem we're fixing. Are we fixing, like, in a place like Skid Row, you just know, like, if you're a certain type of person, you don't go there. You stay the heck away from there. And that exists there, and it is what it is. Do you institutionalize them because they have drug problems? Who pays for that? It is a scourge on the city. To drive in town and to see, I mean, they have a PVC pipe shower set up at the end of a dead end that goes right up to where the highway, the on-ramp to the highway, kind of, I probably turned that into a dead end. But they have a PVC pipe and there's water flowing out of it in a bunch of different places. And I haven't seen it in the last couple of days because it's been cool and rainy or whatever. But there's water pouring out of there. They're just bathing in their clothes. The couple folding chairs down there, it breaks my heart. I want to help all those people, but I don't think that they'd be interested in anything that I have to offer to help.
Yeah, we talked about this topic a couple months ago, and I ended up talking with somebody in the Metro East who's very familiar with this world, the world of homelessness. And I was just asking her questions, and she said the problem that you see a lot, especially in suburban homeless, because we talked about this on the air, too, that somebody called in one day and said there's actually two different types of homeless. One is downtown, like city homeless, and suburban homeless. And they're very different. And the sort of migrant homeless thing also exists, where if you offer something for free in your city, like a warming shelter or food
pantry. St. Patrick's Center.
Yes.
It is two blocks from where these people are sleeping. They'd have to be clean.
Exactly. If you offer
And by clean,
free,
I mean... drugs.
Yeah, free services that help the homeless. First of all, wow, great that you're doing that. But the problem is you have people that their entire lifestyle is not just to be there, but they actually find these places and they travel around them in the whole area. They might do like two states.
Yeah.
And they just go from place to place to place. And sometimes they'll go to little towns because they know, oh, we can go here for a while. They don't know us. We can stay there, kind of wear out our welcome, and then we move on. And they find those spots. And they just go, 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 go. And they have no desire to change that life at all. That's what they do.
So what is the way to coexist in civilized society? Because this is an uncivilized way of living. To live drug fix to drug fix. You know, they're wrecking their health so much that they know that they're not going to live to be old. They don't care. They haven't even thought that far. You know, and that's not to say that that's every person who's living in that tent city downtown. But I will say that after I had my car stolen from me at a gas station while I was pumping gas and I was 7 months pregnant or whatever I was, that talking to the detectives multiple times afterwards, they're like, don't give them anything. It only makes this lifestyle possible. Like, they need to live, the detective said, they need to live under circumstances that force them to choose differently. They have to be put into a lifestyle that isn't sustainable. Even though you and I would look at that and be like, how do you live like that? They've mastered it and they're not being forced to make different or better choices. And if you're, you know, I just need some money to get some bus fare. Okay. The money's not going to bus fare. That when you, out of the deepest goodness of your heart, hand over a dollar or whatever it might be, you're not helping them. That's what the detectives told me. And that hurt, like, to hear that. I really wouldn't give those people money. That gas station is right next to Rally's. Is Rally's still there? I don't even know. That gas station is right next to Rally's. And I would offer to buy them food. And a lot of times they'd come to you and say, I'm hungry. I just need something to eat. And I'd be like, let me go buy you some food. And they didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the solution is, but you pass that tent city and then on the way in, there are maybe, what, 4 or 5 intersections before we get to work. And at least half of them have people begging for money. Quite often, there are people in that meth hunched position where they're just bent over. I don't know, is that meth or fentanyl? And they're just hunched over. And I don't even know how they balance.
I don't either.
I don't understand it.
I walked out on this sidewalk downstairs of our building probably 3-4 weeks ago and was just going to get some lunch. And there was a lady bent in a position that I'm like, how does even your center of gravity allow you to stand?
Yeah, it looks painful.
She was, and then she ended up, when I came back out of the restaurant, her cheek was just on the ground, but she was standing. Like, that's the
position. And it's kind of like catatonic. There's something about it. It's just very...
It's so... You're like, oh my gosh, what do you do? What do you do?
You want to help.
Yeah, but what do you do?
But if they don't want the help, that's the question. Is it... I hesitate to even say this publicly, but like, if these people are living this lifestyle in public and they are uninterested in help, is it a public nuisance? I think it is. Does the restaurant that you're standing outside of want that taking place right there? No.
No, they have all kinds of rules that they have to engage in. They have to make their staff bodyguards, basically, for their real customers. Because otherwise, people just come in and abuse the restrooms and,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
So is it the local government's responsibility to remove a public nuisance? But then if you remove them, what do you... They're people. They're humans.
Yeah.
Anybody got any solutions? I certainly don't. I wish we could, though. And the other thing is, like, I talked about St. Patrick's Center, which is right downtown. I mean, you have to pass St. Patrick's Center to get to some of these places to do the begging. How do you help these people? How do you care for these people? But how do you also make sure that you don't forget the people, the public, who are trying to go about their civilized lives and do business and commerce and tour and patron, you know, patronization? How do you do all of that at the same time?
And how do you find those couple people who genuinely are in need in that population that you're like, ooh, they actually are looking to get out
and
of this.
Reach them. All right. I don't know if you have any ideas. Throw them in the YouTube chat if you've experienced anything like this. It's just, it's so sad. It's so incredibly sad. We'll be right back. Stand when he's in
demand. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. but I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We were talking about Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, regarding the economy and the command that he has when he's talking about these issues. He's just a guy who knows what he's doing, and it shows. I don't, you know, if you're looking comparatively to the Biden administration, did they have people in those positions who gave you, maybe you were confident that they were very well-versed in what they were trying to do, and you thought it was going to destroy the country, which is probably the way people on the left feel about Scott Bessent. The far lefties. I got to think there are people in the moderate, maybe non-Trumpers, but super not like the Bernie Sanders AOC Democrat, who kind of quietly hold their breath and hope that, all right, whatever Trump's going to do, I hope he knows what he's doing and I hope he says what's going to happen works. They don't need to give anybody credit publicly. But when it comes to all of the different positions that a president needs to fill, when it comes to his cabinet, when it comes to his advisors, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. But like, what a rock star roster he has. Marco Rubio navigating these foreign policy situations. And then, of course, Steve Witkoff, who is the envoy to pretty much wherever Trump needs him at any time, it seems like. I'm very interested to speak with KT McFarland in 5 minutes from now, President Trump's first deputy national security advisor. She's also former Fox News national security analyst. The strong grasp that not just Donald Trump, but his people have on seeing a goal through this quickly, 9 months in, it's been amazing to watch. And I'm always thinking about the people on the left who are terrified by it. Like, the more effective and excited I am for that, I'm feeling that this administration is being, the more they're able to hit the nail squarely on the head. That's got to be really scary for people who just think that he's the devil. I just wish that they knew that he wasn't. That's a simple statement. But I wish they knew that he's not nearly as scary as they've been made to believe he is.
Yeah, there's a weird poll that came out recently. I saw Harry Enten of CNN talking about this.
Was he talking about it in like an aggressive, like, 3-point stance?
Yes. Yes, he was.
It's the only way Harry Enten works. And actually, I'm here for it.
I really like that guy.
Yeah, me too.
He was talking about how the number one issue for Americans had been the economy for pretty much the entire Biden presidency.
But
it is now cut in half, the amount of people that say, oh, that's the biggest issue.
People are holding their breath less and kind of leaning into what, like I said, just people being willing to be like, well, I hope it works.
It's interesting because it's not that people are saying, oh, the economy is fantastic. It's gangbusters right now. They're not saying it's bad. They're just not worrying about it as much. I thought that poll in particular was really striking.
Mood.
Exactly.
Mood. All right, let's speak with KT McFarland on the Annie Fry Show next. Excited to speak with her about the China negotiations, conversations, and the administration that has been assembled by President Trump. How capable are they? Katie Mark Farland weighs in next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get up on the dance floor tonight. I can do that.
Pretty much agreed that I'll be going to China.
When is that?
In the earlier part of the year.
Okay.
And President Xi will be coming into maybe Washington or Palm Beach or someplace sometime after that.
How is one supposed to keep up with President Trump and the places he's going and the things he's doing? A lot of discussion about a meeting with President Xi that will take place this week. And, you know, the stakes are pretty high for that. There are, of course, foreign policy issues, peace issues, of course, economic issues that need to be addressed. And President Trump is willing to have those conversations with President Xi. What can we expect, or what are we hoping to solve? Let's speak to an expert on that. KT McFarland joins us, President Trump's first deputy national security advisor, former Fox News national security analyst, and author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, thank you for being with us here today. It's great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Annie, for having me back. It's good to be with you, too.
Of course. What are your hopes and expectations for President Trump as he pursues conversations, negotiations with China's President Xi?
The great thing about Donald Trump is he believes in personal diplomacy, and he's really, really, really good at it. So when he says in advance of something, he's not going to say, I'm going to have this agreement or that. He's going to get in the room, meet the leader, decide where the leverage is, and how to play it. And so he's going into the meeting with the Chinese president with a lot of advantages for the United States. One is that the China has to sell its manufactured products to the United States. We're the world's biggest market. If they can't sell things in the U.S. or the tariff is so high that it makes it uncompetitive, China's industry just grinds to a halt. But at the same time, they have an advantage, and their advantage is that they've cornered the market. Stupid us for letting them do it, but they've cornered the market on something called rare earth minerals, and those are essential elements in all modern communications, our national security, all of our weapon systems, and the Chinese control about 95% of that market. Mm-hmm. We could deal with it, but for various Democratic administrations and the sort of idea that China was always going to be our friend, which was Joe Biden's idea, we never really focused on the fact that they were cornering the market and they could use it to blackmail us. President Trump has said he wants to sort of have an Operation Warp Speed to develop American capabilities in this area. Rare earth minerals aren't that rare. They have to be mined. We have them. We have plenty of them. We just have to go about getting them out of the ground in a safe way. And I think we will do that. But in the interim, they're essential for any of our manufacturing. So with the Chinese, we kind of have each other in this death struggle. Like, they have to sell to us, and we have to buy rare earth minerals from them. And I do think President Trump has a plan, and he's going to get in the room with Xi Jinping and see how that plan works out. And my guess is he'll do really well.
We're speaking with KT McFarland here on the Annie Fry Show. So is there a natural order? Is there a domino effect at all that occurs with President Trump, who is in conversations all across the globe, working for peace, working for better trade deals, putting America first, but not saying that other people can't have success while Donald Trump prioritizes the American people in his business dealings? Some of the negotiations, of course, that have taken place in the Middle East and that 20-point deal that he has put together, getting the hostages back, his conversations with Zelensky and then, of course, Putin. Now we get to President Xi. Do any of these previous negotiations affect at all the way China chooses to relate to and work with the United States?
You know, it's a good point that you bring up because it's all about momentum. And President Trump, obviously, this historic Middle East peace agreement that no one said could ever happen. I mean, they've been fighting thousands of years, those tribes. And President Trump managed to, with amazing personal diplomacy and skills, to pressure this group. He knew when to pressure the Qataris, when to pressure Israel, when to let up, when to not. And his decision to bomb the Iranian nuclear sites. All those things made possible an agreement no one ever thought could happen. And add to that, he's sort of clocking one agreement after another. They're happening so fast you sort of almost even notice them. That if the Cambodia and Thailand, for example, he signed that one yesterday.
Yeah.
And so he walks into the meeting with President Xi in a really strong position. I mean, there's no doubt that the most important global leader right now is Donald J. Trump. And so he walks into the meeting with a lot of, you know, a lot of stature, shall we say, and that'll give him a great advantage. And he also knows the difference between President Trump and previous American presidents is he knows how to leverage the economy and our trade and our technology. Other presidents we had the ability to do it, but they just never wanted to do it. They didn't want to put out tough elbows. They wouldn't put American interests first. And because President Trump is willing to do it, I think he goes into these meetings at a great advantage. The one thing I will say, in the first term with President Trump, the Chinese have a very different negotiating style than most countries. They like to think of things way in advance. The low level works out the issues, and then it kicks it up to the next level. And by the time the head of China, the president of China, meets with a foreign leader, everything's already been decided. President Trump he turns that upside down, and he says nothing's decided until I make the decision. And then from that, all the subsidiary decisions flow. And so it puts him, President Trump, at a great advantage when dealing with a Chinese leader who's not used to being the guy in charge in the sense of making those tough decisions himself. He'll make them eventually, but he's not a guy who can sit in, and he's not a good poker player in the sense that he sits in the room and he's going to like be nimble and bob and weave and do this and do that. They're not spontaneous. President Trump is spontaneous, and that's his great advantage.
Yeah, it certainly has been amazing to watch in just these short 9 months or so for President Trump to have made good on so many of his campaign commitments and to know that the ones that aren't complete yet, that they are in motion. It's been incredible to watch. One of those, and it seemed as though maybe it was the number one priority of the Trump administration, was his domestic security, closing the border, reinstituting law and order across the United States on the home front. Does it matter? Does it factor in at all? Because I've heard President Trump say, you know, we invite these high level, you know, world leaders to Washington, D.C., and he's embarrassed of the state of Washington, D.C., the graffiti, the streets and so on and so forth. Does it matter, like we talked about a little bit earlier, that domino effect, the order of things, the momentum, to get your own house in order before you go on the world stage?
But not only is he getting, you know, law and order, securing the border, making our cities safe, but our economy is doing so well. And it's not lost on foreign leaders that Donald Trump is very popular, that what he's doing is decisive and fast speed, you know, warp speed. Everything he does is faster than most anybody could ever do it. And it's not lost on the foreign leaders how powerful and strong he is at home. You know, a weak American president who's not popular at home or is facing, you know, a lame duck president or one who's facing an election he's sure to lose, he doesn't have any clout on the international stage. Donald Trump has a lot of clout, and he's shown his decisiveness. No one ever thought he would bomb the Iranian nuclear sites, but he did. No one ever thought that he would take strong action against our NATO allies to say, you guys have to pay your fair share for our national security. But he did, and they did. And so all those things he's taken really seriously. Nobody thinks they're going to get a fast one and fool President Trump. And nobody thinks that they're going to, like, somehow out-negotiate Donald J. Trump. They've seen too many times and time again how he's succeeded at home and abroad with the economy, with trade, with technology, cleaning up our cities, that he goes into it is probably the strongest American leader really in American history.
It's been very incredible to watch it up front as well. You served in the first term, President Trump's first deputy national security advisor. We're speaking with KT McFarland. Last question before we let you go. All of these things that you're saying about Donald Trump, he's one man, but it seems as though he's assembled quite a bit of a dream team to enact the goals, the plans, the policies that he wants to have. Does that Trump effect rub off on the administration, and when they walk into a room, do they get to have a little of that shine on them when they're going to make their economic policy negotiations or foreign policy, whatever it might be?
Yeah, and remember, in his first term, everybody was against him, right? The media was against him. All the Democrats were against him. The bureaucracy was against him. And in many cases, a lot of members of his own administration were against him. He now is in a very different position. What's happened to legacy media? Well, it's, you know, crumbling before our very eyes. What about the Democrats? They don't have any issues. They just have a lot of really old 80-year-old guys and a lot of young crazy people. And when you think of the bureaucracy, you know, they're not even working now. President Trump has, between Elon Musk and President Trump's own efforts, he's taming the bureaucracy. So all those groups that were sort of aligned against him, they've all vanished. And as the result, President Trump has been able to get really strong leaders who believe in what Donald Trump believes in. They're not fighting him. They're trying to amplify his beliefs.
Well, KT McFarland, we are so grateful that you came on with us. We hope you'll come back. We love having the experts in foreign policy try to navigate this. I certainly am not an expert, but I love listening to smart people like yourself. So thank you for the time today.
Well, thank you, Annie. It's a great compliment from you, and I take it with all seriousness. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. KT McFarland, you can go to Real KT McFarland on X. You can also go to ktmcfarland.com and learn a little bit more about her and check out her book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. I really wonder what it's like, and if we have her back again soon. We've talked to her before, but it's been a while. I think maybe the last time I talked to her might have been booked by producer KT, but if I have her back, and now that we're friends again, not that we weren't friends, that makes it sound wrong, now that we have had a conversation about that, I'd kind of like to ask her, what is it like to know and to have experienced the vitriol and the obstacle of working in Trump's first administration, his first term? What is it like to witness those people who are in those positions now in the second term, where the wheels are certainly greased? And things are moving in the direction. And, you know, President Trump himself, he definitely has this kind of air of, ID, or what is it? Wait, IDGAF. He's just going to do what he's going to do. He's going to, you know, when the heat comes from the mainstream media, he's thrown the heat back times two. He doesn't care.
Yeah, she called him President Warp Speed in that interview, and that's about right. And everybody knows it. You know, even if you're on the left, you might disagree with the what he's doing, but you can't deny that he is making a tremendous impact on the whole world and America first.
And Katie McFarland would know what the Trump administration didn't know the first time around, the block. And to have all, golly, the amount of time that we've traveled between the first term and the second term, the things that have happened that have reshaped the way Americans view Donald Trump specifically, but American politics, we have grown. It's like a dog years situation. And I just think that if you were there and you got to see up front the inexperience on full display of Donald Trump specifically, that's what, folks, when you vote for an outsider, that's what you're going to get. You're intentionally voting for somebody that doesn't know how the backroom works. You're voting for somebody who's going to go find out how the backroom works and make sure that it is an advocate of the people. And it took a whole term. It took a loss in 2020 to get Donald Trump to be the super figure that he is right now, to be able to, at warp speed, get this much done in the first 9 months of his administration. Good to talk to Katie McFarland. YouTube live chat poll for today. Are you comfortable with President Trump's health? Yes, he's healthy for his age. You're a little concerned, or no, his health is a liability. Let's get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel here and cast your vote. President Trump was asked on Air Force One if he had taken an MRI, and he said, yeah, I did, and it was beautiful. Of course.
It's perfect.
Of course Donald Trump's MRI was beautiful. Let us know what you think in the YouTube chat. We'll be right back. Pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona. She said, I need a little something with some get up and go. Man, and I bet you've been waiting for me to tell that story about my son driving.
I can't wait to hear it. Also, what did you just get? Gardettos?
No. Sun chips.
Oh.
I didn't have time for breakfast this morning, and I'm struggling.
Gardettos sound really good. I was hoping to have a couple of rye chips.
I hate Gardettos.
Okay.
Party mix? Is that what it is?
What?
Isn't yeah. Gardettos like a party mix?
Oh,
where
yeah,
you've got
yeah.
Like the, yeah. All the different little crackers. It's made in the Worcestershire sauce.
I didn't know any of that. I just take it at face value.
Yuck.
Smash it into my gullet.
Thanks for the visual.
You're welcome. You know the ones that are really good? The cheddar flavored ones.
I'd probably be more inclined to like that than the regular. That Worcestershire flavor?
No?
Mm-mm.
Not doing it for you?
No. I have. My mom used to make that for if they were hosting a party, like a Christmas party or something. She would make it herself. So you put the stuff in the oven. You put that Worcestershire.
She'd make Chex Mix?
Yeah.
Or party, yeah.
Yeah. And you put it in the oven, and then you just like bake it for a little bit, so you bake the flavor in. Worst smell I've ever smelled.
Oh, man. You know what's driving me crazy lately is I go on these food kicks, you know? Always. I get in these food kicks. And I got on one recently with just popcorn. Every night I'm eating popcorn.
What kind of popcorn?
Different kinds. I'll find one that's like hot and spicy lately. They have those. It's all...
Like out of a bag?
Yeah, it's all in instant popcorn out of a bag.
Mm-mm.
And so a lot of times it's just regular, but I'll do kettle corn every now and then. I'm just going all over the place. But I keep pouring that white cheddar, like salty stuff all over it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. It's so good. It's
yeah,
the only
I don't
thing
know.
I
what
eat.
Are you doing eating savory food?
The problem is...
You need sugar.
That it's a good habit, generally, except I eat the entire bag and with all that stuff on it. And my wife hates the smell of popcorn. Have you ever met anybody that hates the smell of popcorn?
I have news for you. Super buttery popcorn. The smell of that also smells like newborn baby poop.
I disagree.
Like breastfed baby diapers stink. Smells like butter popcorn. My son.
What?
Like if somebody makes... No. Somebody get on the YouTube chat. There's somebody out there who understands what I'm talking about. But if we're popping popcorn, which we don't really ever do in our house, but maybe if we're watching a movie over Christmas break or something and we get a whim to have that kind of snack. Because that's a healthier snack. Of the things that you can snack on.
Yes.
It like makes them... What? No good. Colonel Ripper says microwave popcorn stinks.
Colonel Ripper's wrong. It smells great. It's popcorn. Popcorn in a movie theater, popcorn in Rural King. It always smells good.
Janine says, Annie, where are you getting popcorn from?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
She says hers never smells like poo. But it's, did your wife breastfeed?
With twins, she tried, and it didn't last.
Oh,
long.
Heck no. I would know.
She was all about it. And then, like, week two, she's like, nope, done.
When Jared and I decided we were going to have a fourth kid, we were going to attempt to have a fourth kid, I told him, I was like, I will do this because I hate being pregnant, folks. If you've been around the block here with the Andy Fry Show, you already know that. I throw up twice a day. I feel terrible. It's just, it's absolutely awful. But I have four kids, so it wasn't awful enough to make me not have the second, third, and the fourth. But I told him when we decided to have a fourth kid, I was like, I don't think I can breastfeed this child. Because I went 3 weeks, or excuse me, 3 months with the first three, a little bit longer with Jensen. I don't know, she was just better at it. But it's so much work. It's so awful. And some people have the best experience with that. That's the thing. Like, you can say one way or the other, oh, I love being pregnant. It's my happiest time when I was pregnant. I am not you. You are not me. Same thing with breastfeeding. But I said to him, I was like, I'll do this if I don't, I don't even want to attempt it. Because like you said, you try, you want it. You want it to work. You want it to be beautiful. And then with one, it's like, this is so hard. And you're so needed all of the time, every 2 hours. With twins, I couldn't even imagine. But a breastfed baby diaper and a bottle-fed baby diaper are different diapers.
It's so specific that somebody would say.
It's the truth.
I like the smell of popcorn. You're like, oh, I don't care for the smell of popcorn because it smells as a baby's fecal matter who's nursed from his mother's breast.
Nobody has ever said nursed from his mother's breast and baby's fecal matter in the same sentence before. Last week I congratulated on a new sentence in the English language. Now here's part due.
That's what you said. I just said more eloquently.
I don't think it was eloquent.
I do.
It was mocking.
Well, it was that too.
Baby poo.
It smells as a baby's fecal matter.
We're here now. We've arrived. But don't you know the difference? Ryan, you're a dad times three. There's a difference when your kids are like, when you're changing diapers and everything and you're dealing with that. And then they get old enough and you're like, all right, this isn't kid anymore. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Probably.
Like when the kids, are you're potty training the kids or whatever, a lot of times the thrust into you are going to get this right kid, whether you like it or not, is when they don't have like the little baby
toilet
situation anymore. It's like, this is now I'm dealing with like another human's level of stuff. Like, you need to put that in the toilet first. I don't ever need to experience this again. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Yeah, I
Did
guess
you change
so.
Diapers?
Yeah, I changed some diapers. I had
what,
to. We had
what
twins.
What percentage of diapers of your three kids did you change?
Of the twins, I would say probably close to 50%. Of the three, I'd say good 33%, because I didn't change a lot of the third one.
How come? Because you were repulsed by the popcorn smell of the poo?
I didn't have to anymore. It was we were just past it. I didn't have to change as many diapers because she took care of it more. Not entirely, but more.
Did you just not change them?
I just didn't think about the child pooping. Didn't know that he did.
I think you've explained your disqualification to judge the poo factor of babies due to your, I just didn't think I had to do it anymore.
What did the sun chips remind you of regarding your children? Or just general fecal things? Because you got sun chips. Or what do they not remind you of? Explain things that the smell of sun chips do not relate to. It's really an open-ended question because you could say anything.
I'll read Julie's comment.
Okay.
Is it gross that I'm craving popcorn right now?
No.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes, Julie.
It's not.
Yes.
It's perfectly normal.
As long as you're not craving newborn baby snuggles while we talk about the poo.
I kind of miss the baby phase. but not enough to have another baby.
I saw a baby, I think it was at church yesterday, and that baby must have been 7 months, 6 months old maybe. Looked like a baby that could probably like relocate through a combination of sort of crawling and rolling, but not like, I'd like to run down the stairs right now, which is what they first try to do. And I went inside internally, I went, oh, it was one then the other. That's so cute for you. That's where I was on that. All right, I'll tell the Charlie driving story next. Don't go away. Just a couple of songs
you know was last. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.